Hello, this is Yokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that you will go on to have a revolution in your life, spirituality, whatever, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk for your fun and a new discovery. Well, about the religion, I would say it's a menu or recipe of the food. However, it's not food itself. The food is the spirituality. However, this spirituality will not be verbalized. And once you verbalize, it is already the past experience. It is already only the memory. And it's a past, and it doesn't exist anymore. So as a menu, the food, you enjoy it eating, and it will be a nutrition, and it will keep your life, refresh your life, and that moment of the circulation of the blood is only the moment of the brightened existence. It is a real speciality. So not to get attached to the menu or the past or what barbarizes. You need to live with it, you need to experience it, and you need to live with it moment to moment with a new discovery. The new shines of your life, new brighten of your existence. That is a real spirituality. Well, let's go back to the subject. Continuation of the John's witness. No, John's Gospel of John. I just found some story here. It's written in the 4:6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat by the well. It was about the sixth hour, which means about noontime. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it was who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well his son and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springs up into everlasting life." But the Samaritans, they still living in, it's a part of Palestine, but the religion is Jew. It's not so much well known, but they're still alive, original Jews. Anyway, it's another story. You know, this story is something mystical because Jesus asked her, give me a drink, give me water to drink. And after that, he says that whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. He started with give me water, and next he said, I'm giving you the water. What is this contradiction? What is this about? I don't know why people don't have a question about this strange story, the contradiction change. I thought about what this means, then I noticed what this means. The water is what he says, that Jesus says, as a symbol of the life. Oh, life means symbol of the spirit, symbol of... Well, it's hard to say when... We say in Buddhism, life and spirit, it's just same meaning of different words. And even the love is same, the life, spirit and love, because the true life is non-duality, true spirit is non-duality, and the great love is non-duality. It's all from the one source, the great spirit of the universe, or Amida. Anyway, we may say that Jesus said, give me life, or give me love, give me spirit, or give me love, or love me. And then the love, or life, or spirit I give you will be your fountain of your internal fountain, springing up into everlasting life. Then I understood that why the reason many words come up that to love God, or in Buddhism, be mindful to Buddha with love. You know, in the beginning, I was wondering, why you have to love God? Why you have to be mindful of Buddha with love? That's their job, not mine. The human have to be loved. It's not opposite. I was wondering, you know, actually in the beginning. But if you be mindful to Buddha with love, or love God, your internal great love start to spring out and will spread out to the world. And this love, when this internal great love awakening and start to extending, spreading out to the external world, it doesn't choose the object. It goes to myself, it goes to other people, it goes to the world. It doesn't limit the object. It just goes out at the same time in with the other non-duality state. And this is what the meaning of the the merit in Buddhism. And the warm, great love, non-duality, unseparated, and it's even timeless, and you'll be merited, and you'll be totally living up to, and you'll be totally being in peace. That is the non-duality great love, non-duality life, the non-duality spirit, and it's quite active moment to moment. At the same time, it's quite calm, silently calm and in peace. May you be in the state of the non-duality great love by love God, and or be mindful to Amida with love.